Good evening. Welcome to the program. Glad you are with us. We're going to be joined tonight by Alan DeSantis. He's that very famous conservative journalist from Brazil that has to be in America because if he goes back to Brazil, he says he will be arrested. We're getting rumblings in the last 24 to 48 hours that there are some inside the military that are going to stand against the what many are saying is an attempted communist coup in Brazil. That they all are going to stand up against Lula coming back into power, the former president that reportedly went to prison for a while and is heavily tied to communists, as well as we got a picture of him with the former president of Iran, Ahmadinejad. Well, we're hearing that some of the military, not all, but some of the military leaders are apparently saying, no, we will not allow a communist revolution in America. We'll get an update from Alan DeSantis. Then we'll join by Colonel John Mills. We got drones flying around the nation's capital, and we have other issues that our Colonel John Mills will bring us an update on. And then we're going to be joined by Dean Haskin. Dean is the CEO of Swiss America. This will be his first appearance with us on this broadcast. I've known Dean for many, many years, but he's not generally a guy that does a lot of interviews in media, but I've invited the CEO of Swiss America to join us tonight for a few minutes to give us an economic update of what's happening in our nation. And then about 8:15 Central Time thereabout, we're going to have a panel, a very important and disturbing a topic tonight, and that is sex trafficking in the United States of America. Many of you know we have many stories coming out today. And this is what propelled me to put this panel together with the help of a new friend you're going to meet tonight. And that is, reports coming out of California, the release of 7,000 people convicted of, being pedophiles. 7,000 of them released. This is not good. And so we're getting reports of that tonight. And then we'll be joined by this panel, as I fix my earpiece, it's driving me nuts. We'll be joined by this panel that will talk about the drastic uptick in sex trafficking. So we'll deal with that because we also seem now to have human trafficking as a real issue being funded by our government. Human trafficking being funded by our government. We're trying to make contact with Alan DeSantis, but there is no time to delay tonight, so we're going to jump right to our next guest and hope we can pick up Alan along the way. This is a live broadcast. Let's go now to Colonel John Mills. Colonel Mills, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brandon. So the dogs didn't take me away from last week when I was in the dark down on the that not was too a, far away from
that was a little spooky, I have to admit. That was a little spooky.
It was. I was more worried about the packs of javelinas than the barking dog, because the packs of javelinas, I have relatives down in Cochise County in Arizona, and I've never seen roaming packs of javelina before. It was disturbing.
Well, and let me ask you about Cochise County, because I'm sure you're keeping track of what's happening down there, right? Or that it looks like they're one of the counties that's not going to certify. Is that right?
Yeah, so I, David Stevens, the recorder down there, we call him a registrar. In fact, I'll be in court tomorrow with my registrar in Prince William County, so that'll be quite an interesting interaction. But yeah, David Stevens, now it's kind of out of his hands. It's the certification is really the responsibility of the county council. My understanding is they are deferring this. They're not definitely saying they are not certifying as of this time. They're deferring. I think they're meeting on Friday. This is driving the Hobbs faction bananas because they want her appointed immediately, and everybody shut up, sit down, get vaccinated, and do what you're told. So Cochise County is has a good sheriff. They have a good county council, and they have a good recorder, and they're just saying not so fast.
Wow. By the way, let's look at that video. We have a video tonight coming out of Arizona that's a little troubling. Logan, you want to play that video of someone saying, look, I want to vote my conscience, but I'm being threatened with arrest. You want to play that, Logan?
I vote aye under duress. I found out today that I have no choice but to vote aye or I'll be arrested and charged with a felony. I don't think that is what our founders had in mind when they used the democratic process to elect our leaders. or form of self-government, and I find that very disheartening. With your vote of 4 ayes and 0 nays, you've approved item 1B. Anything else for the good of the order? We're adjourned.
John?
Well, I don't know this exact situation, but you took an oath of office, whoever this gentleman is, in Mojave County, and I don't know the situation in Mojave. I know Cochise, I know Maricopa. There's only a few counties in Arizona. There's not that many, but he should have stood his ground. And if he said he was being threatened, I think he needs to. I don't know which side the sheriff is on, but I think he should have stood his ground and not said I'm being threatened and therefore I'm voting yay. Well, you know, might as well just be in East Germany if that's the case. So I think it's disappointing that he was being threatened, disappointing that he did not stand his ground. And guess what? Tough decisions are hard, and tough decisions, even if they're right, have consequences. And I think in the long term, he would have been much better revered in history if he had stood his ground and not said, I'm being forced to, therefore I vote aye. Well, yeah, well, you know, we could get a trained dog and a typewriter and a bottle of Monster to vote yes on these things. That was sad. He should have stood his ground and said
Let's move to China. China drone swarms in D.C. Tell me about this, please.
Yeah, Politico put out a story right before the Thanksgiving break. Now, I saw it. It was interesting. I actually know this topic fairly well. I can't go into a lot of details on this, but I know this story very. So I was a little. There was actually a little bit of latency in the political story because a lot of people were shocked by it. I'm going, yeah, that's actually kind of old news. The danger here is now DJI is the dominant provider of small consumer grade drones. I'm not going to name stores, but most stores, that's where what you find. Now, the market share has gone down. It's down to about 80% about 2 years ago when President Trump really started highlighting it. I'm very concerned. I've studied DJI technically in great detail, and I'm very concerned about it. It is a flying vacuum cleaner of intelligence. Now, flight data recorders on commercial aircraft, people think, oh, it just has, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 data elements, big deal, who cares? No, actually, modern flight data recorders potentially have way far more data elements that they record and feed back. So with DJI, you are essentially, that is a flying flight data recorder recording all this information right back to the servers in Guangdong province, China. Would China allow us to fly drones with this kind of data collection capability in China? Of course not. There's no reciprocity. This is dangerous. The DJI drones, and there's inconsistent U.S. policy on this. Department of Defense has essentially banned all DJI. Department of Commerce has put DJI on what's known as the entities list, which most people have no idea what it is. And so what if it's on the entities list? It means you can't invest in it. But I've been going back and forth. I'm not going to name which very, very large box store, but I've been going at it with the general counsel of that store and saying, hey, look, you have got to stop. It is not in the corporate interest. It's dangerous. Everything about these drones is bad. You need to stop selling these drones. And, you know, at this point in time, I don't know. I think it's really the Rubicon has been crossed. I'm going to be engaging some further with this, corporate counsel, general counsel, and really try to get them the right way. Because otherwise, I think these companies just have to register as foreign agents.
Let's talk about Apple. Is Apple helping to shut down the protest in China, Colonel John Mills?
Everything about this is wrong. Just legally, just ethically, morally, everything is wrong about this. Yes, Apple has turned off, apparently at the request of the communist Chinese government, has turned off the airdrop feature, which crowds are using to share information in China to get around the incredible network monitoring of the Ministry of State Security. Everything is monitored, and they have supercomputing capacity for collecting data and analyzing data at cyber speed. So AirDrop is a way to get around the surveillance state. And so the MSS just goes to Apple, says, hey, turn off that AirDrop feature because it's really annoying. It'll really help shut down the protests. And what does Apple do? They go, you know, sure, we'll turn it off. This is wrong. And Apple, the whole corporate C-suite needs to immediately register under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Go on the DOJ/FBI website, and you can learn a lot about the FARA thing. It's about $250,000 a case for an individual to go to a K Street lawyer and file a proper FARA package. And you make a single wrong statement on that, a felony. So Apple, the whole C-suite of Apple at this point in time, Apple should be looked. They're a subcontractor to China and doing China's bidding. There is no debate on this. Apple has crossed the line and need to be held accountable. How dare they? And how many people are dying and being locked up and being disappeared because of this? And Apple, what does Apple do? It says, yeah, sure, we'll do it. Now, I know their comeback is going to be, well, that's Apple China Incorporated. We're Apple America Incorporated. No way. No, absolutely. I reject that thesis immediately.
Wow. TheNationWillFollow.com. TheNationWillFollow.com, written by Colonel John Mills. How's the book doing, by the way?
Doing very well. And it's also on the My Store now. So just a limited quantity on the My Store. So please, that's one way to get it. TheNationWillFollow.com is our website. Prefaced by our beloved Stephen K. Bannon. And so it's a great book. It tells my story of where I realized the end of my career inside of government, that my colleagues, senior colleagues, were spying on candidate and then President Trump. And then my battle to out them and turn in a subpoena matrix to the Durham investigation so that they can get these people. This is wrong. That they need to be held to account. And it gives the battle and the action plan to retake your count. And tomorrow I'll be in court facing my registrar, my election board. Because I have some questions that I think they need to answer in front of a judge.
Wow. Let us know how that goes, will you, Colonel?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brandon. You bet. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Colonel John Mills checking in. His website, thenationwillfollow.com. Thenationwillfollow.com.